What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. You know, sometimes I feel the power. Sometimes I don't feel the power, but today, for some reason, I feel the power. So this is going to be one of the best award-deserving shows we've ever deserved to award win. When I'm saying we, ladies and gentlemen, you will not know where they are, but you know who they are. These are what we like to call the resistance fighters. We're coming at you from the U, the L's, and the C. Those are the undisclosed location central, where we can't disclose where we are, but we are in the central hub of the bub. I had to rhyme with hub to end that. So when I'm saying we, let me introduce the crew. The guy that put the sounds through your eardrums to make you go au fond quoi, he is the one known as PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a resistance fighter to the resistance.
Oh, don't fight the power, because you know why? The revolution will not be televised.
That's it.
Well, keeping with the resistance fighters going, we're going to go straight to the lovelies. How about you? She's coming in from the land of the the big ears. We like to call her the place where they're known as big ears and on a hat. This is the lovely, the talented Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking? Oh, this is a first, ladies and gentlemen. This is a first. This is unprecedented. This is like the president of the United States. This is unprecedented. Hey, voice, hold up your sign. Hold up your sign. Jeez. Well, then while she has fixed. Oh, now how you sticking?
I'm sticking like someone who needs to drink a lot more coffee.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's the problem, but you of all people, you know, you punish in private and you praise in public, but I got to punish you in public right now.
Public, that's okay. You do. I deserve it.
You of all people didn't hit the mute button.
That's correct.
So what this leads me to believe is that you cannot ever talk to this next person or get on him about his, because he is the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen. We're here for one reason and one reason only. He is the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how are you sticking?
Spike, I'm sticking like a Vizsla hound to its master sitting on a couch.
What was that first kind of hound?
A Vizsla.
Oh, is that German for Volkswagen?
They sit right next to you and they put their head on your lap and they put their paws up on you and they want to be right there.
Right there. That's cool. Okay, well, speaking of being right there, we have somebody that we can't tell where they are, but they're normally in cold weather, and there's usually black and gold. Black and gold is usually their colors. This is the lovely, the talented Miss Kimley. Miss Kim, how you sticking?
Well, I was going to say that I was sticking like somebody who's still in summer. Thank you very much. But actually, after these last couple of minutes, I'm noticing that I'm sticking like somebody who is really enjoying Chad's haircut.
Yeah, that's a good
Wow. Well,
beautiful.
That's a great segue then, Ms. Kim, because we hadn't heard from the boy, the hanging Chad, but let's figure out how he's sticking. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a fighter with a good haircut, resisting the fight. In the cold weather, I'm going to stick my Vizsla dog on Billy because we were going to have a great show until she ruined it and didn't hit the unmute button.
Wow.
Now, that was a nice wrap up.
Hanging Chad, that was awesome. but that's going to leave a void. You know why? It's going to leave a void on what's stuck with you. When we end the end of the show, I'm asking what's stuck with
you. I'll come up with a better one.
All right, like it's, you see how he does that so effortless, ladies and gentlemen. So effortless. That shows you that we are a award deserving show where we can just entertain you, and you won't even see the bead of sweat from our nose or from our earlobes. I had to rhyme nose with earlobes.
You may see a bead of sweat from my nose. I keep wiping it.
Oh, okay. Hope that's sweat. All right. So once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the only road trip where we love to pick up hitchhikers and participate. You can participate and drive this show because we are a caller-driven show. You can give us a call at 813-586-3331. That's 813-586-3331. 586. I'm changing the numbers now.
3331.
Nope. No, you have the group numbers. And to people, humans see in pairs, not the fruit.
But you know, oh, okay. So the number is 81 35 86 33 31.
Number is 813-586-3331, but the phone does not ring. But yeah. Go ahead and call us.
It does ring. Go ahead. Call it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. You use your phone to be on here.
Yeah, really.
It's 8,135,876,331.
All right, Kim, Billy, would
call
you
us live.
Would you guys like to give it a try? What's the
813-586-333.
Yeah, I'm calling in.
Wait, I got it. Right, Kim, 813-586-3331.
All right.
That's
very good, Kim. I hope you're going to be here to translate all of the people who call us now.
Call in now, yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm calling cap on what Kim did because
there are subtitles, man.
I don't know what language she did it, but I was listening.
I do.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. But I was listening.
I'm pretty sure it was Hungarian.
I was listening for the word three times because we got 333, and she never said goon, goon, goon three times. No.
I did. I said 3,331.
That's true. She said it three different times differently.
Wait, hold on a second. Did you say it in the beginning? Because I was listening for it at the last three digits.
Yeah, that's what she said for the last part of the phone number.
She says unto cinco to sesento to sunto to triple to chicle to chinque.
I said 3,331.
Did you say one?
Wait, Chad, what language do you think that was?
Mine is a sexy goofball language.
Ah. So what did you think that the language that
well,
said
it's,
was?
It's Italian, because that's what she speaks.
That's true.
Okay.
Let me see. I could just say it in German, but you'd have to put it up again, because I don't remember it.
She's pulling out Google Translate right now.
No, I was going to pull up the actual phone number. 813-586-3331.
See, again, I'm expecting here 333 Ugua.
She said 3,331. She didn't say 333.
Oh.
But I could say it. Actually, I think Germans say phone numbers that way, so it would be 813-586-3331.
There's a lot of Dreises in there.
Yeah, I don't know about Ivan Drago. Yeah. You better get a phone call.
You also
call
sounded
now.
Very angry when you said that.
It does. It's, that language sounds like really mad all the time.
Kimmy, say like butter. Wait. Yeah, say butter. No. Say butterfly in Italian.
Farfalla.
Okay, in German, Schmetterling.
No, Schmetterling. It's so pretty.
Wait, say it again.
Say it again.
Schmetterling.
Kim? Schmetterling.
Now, Kim. Kim, say yours again.
Farfalla.
Oh, I used to have an ex-girlfriend that used to call me some Spanish words, but I don't know if I can say them on the radio.
No.
In Spanish, it's mariposa.
I thought Kim said she farted.
Farted. I spotted her.
In the Schmetterling, a Schmetterling landed on my hat, so I pulled its wings off.
Okay, we should probably move on before we actually say something bad that we don't know we're saying.
Yeah, I don't know how we got this far, but listen, the reason we did that because this show is never on the train or on the tracks because we like to talk about at least three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Whew, that gets our weekly exercise going. And so with that being said, it's time to start this show. And I have to apologize to the listening audience and to the resistance fighters because I, in preparation for the show, did not have a big A word of the day. So we have to go on past that. But we're going to bring up another fan favorite to replace that. You gonna be all right? You gonna right? Be gonna be all right? Butterfly wing holder.
I was.
Oh yeah, we did miss out the big ooh. I mean, that's other than the voice of reason, that's another reason that we are here.
I could come up with a word for the day.
No.
Did we even try it?
No.
Oh, hold on a second.
That'll ruin his homework.
Yeah, there he goes.
It'll be boring to us.
Yeah. No. True.
The word would be petrichor.
Oh, okay.
Well, if he's going to come up with
the smell after the rain.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. PW remembers what petrichor is. Very good. No, not after the rain. At the very beginning, when the rain first starts to fall, that's when you smell.
Oh, I like that smell.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, it smells like Febreze.
They actually have like a candle, like summer rain. What if it was called petrichor? Do you think it would sell?
Yes.
No. Most people don't know what that is, but when it starts raining, you can use it.
I'm going to make an executive decision to say.
Oh, smell the petrichor.
Smell the petrichor.
An executive decision to say, voice, that was not your homework, okay? even though it borderline lining us, but that wasn't your homework. And what we need to do is we always have to, one segment is we always talk about this is National What Day.
Oh, and yeah.
We have a couple of those things here. Today, ladies and gentlemen, is National Spice Blend Day. Do you think that's because in October, what month are we in? September? That's usually when the latte pumpkin spice comes back into the town.
Showing up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a one. How about this one? Macadamia Nut Day.
That's it.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, those, you know what, Spike? Those macadamians are crazy.
Yeah, they're wild and crazy people. And how about this one? It's a newspaper carrier day. Great.
Paperboy Day.
Yes. Okay. And keeping in with our new segment that we started, you guys have now been hired to work for National Calendar Day. So I'm asking the resistance fighters to come up with what would you call National Day, and I'll start out with you, voice of reason. What would you do if you had to come up with National Day today? What would you call something?
National Candle Holder Day.
Did you say candle holder?
Yeah, National Candle Holder Day.
Oh, okay. All right, Miss Billy's, what National Day would you come up with?
I would come up with National Drag Queen Coffee Cup Day.
Okay, we'll take that one. PWs, what National Day?
Hula Hoop Day. National Hula Hoop Day.
There you go. And how about you, Hanging Chad? What national day would you come up with?
National Cheeseburger in Paradise Day.
Oh, boy.
I bet you that already exists.
Yeah, really. Yeah, but that one, you can't use that one. Well, you can. You work there, you do what you want to do. And then how about
very timely.
Miss Kim, what would you call it?
National Sit on My Front Porch Day.
Oh, that sounds great.
That's a great one. Now, my point.
I don't have a front porch.
Oh, then you can't celebrate the National Day.
You could set up a little canopy tent in the front of your house or apartment or on your terrace or whatever, And that can be your front porch day.
On your front step. Sit on your front step day.
Oh, yeah, stoop day. Sit on the stoop day.
Sit on the stoop
there
day.
There we go.
That qualifies.
Well, then, according to what I think the hanging chad said, we need to do a topic-changing music.
All right, here we go. This is a topic now. So, the topics are starting. The Spike and Mike Show.
I like to call this topic here, Fins Have Left the Building.
Fins have left the building.
Wait, Fins or fans?
F-I-N.
Fin.
Fins.
This is in giving an old bold to Margaritaville singer Jimmy Buffett has come to die. Samaya, he has passed today.
He's passed today.
He passed
two days ago, yeah.
At the age of 76, singer, songwriter who popularized beach bum, soft rock, and song Margaritaville, who turned celebration of loafing into an empire of restaurants, resorts, and frozen cocktails. He has passed at the age of 76. Jimmy Buffett passed away quietly and peacefully with his friends and family and in the music and in his dog, according to the website. And it does not provide any information on the specifics of what was the cause of death.
Yes.
Question to the quit.
Oceans of information.
Question to the resistance fighters. What year do you think Margaritaville was released? Without going over.
Without going over. Yeah. Oh, okay. Hang on.
Okay, guys, we got to do it fast because y'all be Googling.
Okay.
So, no, I'm not Googling.
No,
all right. 1985
says The Hanging. How about you, Kims?
1977.
How about you, Voice of Reason?
1975.
And Kims?
I said it.
Billy?
I don't know why. I'm going to say 78.
And PWs?
I was going to say 78. I guess I'm going to say 82.
82. Oh. Well, the grand prize winner is someone hit it right on the nose and did not go over. Margaritaville was released in February 14th, 1977.
Oh.
That was
you got it.
I wrote Kim. It was Kim. Yeah. Did you Google that, Kim?
No, I guessed out of my, I pulled it out of my butt behind.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's do this. And we're not known for this, but let's give a moment of silence for the fins. Did he say fins to the left? Fins to the right, fins to the left, or some song like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
She's the only girl in town.
Yeah, it's that song.
No, fins to the left, fins to the right,
and the only girl in town.
Oh, I never knew the second part.
That's so cute.
Did he sing that?
Something like that. Yeah, that was him.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's why the topic was fins have left the building. All right. So let's give a moment.
But is the word really fins? I need to know.
Yeah, because they do the thing right here. Fins to the left, fins to the right. You got some on your mind or something like that. Anyway, let's do a quick moment of silence, and it's going to be a quick one. On three. One, two, three. Thank you. There it is. Fins to the left, fins to the light.
So our condolences go out to all you parrot heads out there.
Yes.
Hopefully you'll be able to come up with something to celebrate his life.
Yes, there we go.
I'm thinking that's not going to be too hard.
So that song is called Fins. It's from by him.
It is.
It goes, you got fins to the left, fins to the right, and you're the only babe in town. But that changes too, because it goes same thing, you're the only girl in town.
Oh, okay. Well, that's going to be played probably endlessly for the next couple weeks or so. So get ready to go fin left and fin righting.
And waste away in Margaritaville.
Yes, that one too.
Lost right. Shaker of salt.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Anybody else got any puns they want to throw out there about the guy?
No. They're not puns. They're music lyrics.
Okay, whatever word you want to use. Whatever word you want to use, they're just words, Roxanne, words, okay? They just they fit in that particular moment when I was talking. All right, so. All right, so with that being said.
Sounds come out my mouth.
Yes. That's sort of the holy grail for the parrot heads is to find that shaker of salt.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buffett's shaker of salt.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. All right. Well, cool. Let's do this topic, changing music.
All right. I didn't think we had a topic there, but yet we're going to change it. Here's another topic.
I like to call this topic here, when where's the beef goes wrong.
When where's the beef goes wrong.
Yes. Now, listen to this, and I need you guys' opinion on this, because you guys are going to be jury, judge, and executionist. All right. A judge has rejected Burger King's bid to dismiss a lawsuit claiming what? And I'm going to guess you, I'll tell you the answer, but I'm going to find out what you guys think it may be. And I got to ask Billy before she Google it. Billy, what do you think it judges?
What does Burger King have? I don't the trademark of a Whopper.
Oh, good one. How about you, Miss Kims?
Now I'll Google it.
The Impossible Whopper actually has meat in it.
You mean it's possible? Yeah, hanging chat.
I was gonna go with what Kim said, but I'll just say,
great man.
Their ice cream machine. It's not really ice cream.
That's usually McDonald's. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, PWs?
That's not cheese.
Ooh, nice one. And then you voice a Rizion.
Okay, what they've done is they've dropped the lawsuit. Is that what?
What they're asking the courts to Burger King was asking the courts to reject it, but the judge denied the release of it, the dismissal of it.
Okay, so they're being sued, and they actually are going to be sued for this, flying the American flag over their.
They're not an American company. Yeah, that's a good one. But that one hasn't come to fruition yet. The judge has rejected Burger King's bid to dismiss a lawsuit claiming that it cheated its hungry customers by making their Whoppers look bigger than they usually are.
Oh, yeah. They false advertising. Yeah.
Ain't that some garbage? So what it is the judge out of Miami, George Altman, said that Burger King must defend its claim that it depicts the Whopper in the stores and on the menu boards bigger than it really is, which I think is like a bunch of malarkey. They're saying that the that Burger King is giving a false conclusion that the Burger King, that the Whopper is 35% bigger than their competitors, than the other chains.
So wait,
is this in a picture or the
basically for saying that their burgers are bigger than they actually are? That's what they're getting sued about.
Do they actually say that and describe it as being bigger than their competitors' burgers, or is it just depicted in the picture?
It's just depicted in the picture. They said they're saying that Burger King is countersuing, saying that they're not required, to deliver burgers.
The camera adds 10 pounds, man.
Well, yes. And they zoom in on it really, really close up.
Right. Wide angle lens, it's 15 pounds.
No. Whoever's suing to look closer.
Around 1962, I went to Atlanta with my family, and we were taken out to a place called Burger King. We had never heard of it. And the Whopper was about 8 inches across.
Whoa.
It used to be much bigger.
Yeah.
It's super easy to substantiate these claims that they're being sued over, because there's always a picture of like the burger next to the box of fries. So just buy that same size of box of fries and the actual burger, take the same picture and compare.
Question to resistance fighters.
Please,
think this is 8 inches.
If he's short, but you know, most of
it. Were you a kid? Were you a kid when you were in Atlanta eating?
No, you didn't, Spike. No, you didn't. Yeah, you better be glad it's a radio show.
Yeah, really.
Kim, Daddy said it was 1962. Yes, he was a child. Oh. Or a young adult.
Yeah.
I was just about to start high school.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I don't think there was a Burger King in 62.
There was in Atlanta.
There was? There was barely a McDonald's in 62.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so thank you for your history, sirs. But question to the resistance fighters, you guys on the jury, how do you, what's the word when you come back? How do you, what's the word when you come back in with a verdict? There's how do you render your verdict on the, do you go with the plaintiff or you go with the Burger King? And I don't know which is which. And I'll start out with you, PWs.
I rule in favor of the people complaining about them.
The hungry customer?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. How about you, voice?
If they made burgers like they originally did that took two hamburgers, two hands to hold that thing, and you could barely hold it then with two hands.
But you was a kid. You was a kid then. You was a baby kid.
That would be like a $15 hamburger today. But no, they should not show pictures of beautiful, beautiful models.
And then serve something then, that just looks like
when you get it, she takes off her wig and girl.
Wait a minute, where are you? At the Mom's Venus? Where are you eating hamburgers?
I'm talking about hamburgers.
Okay, how about you, Billis?
I'm with the plaintiffs as well, because I remember fast food burgers just having much more quality than they do now. Now they're almost tasteless, and they only bring regret. There's no enjoyment. There's
only bring regret.
Oh my gosh, Billy!
That's called being an adult.
Yeah, fries.
Hang on, getting a good toy.
French fries, that's a different story. But, well, they're still not as good as they used to be, but they're still good. But the burger, you know, several hours later, just regret.
Hanging chair, what say you?
That description.
I'm on the side of Burger King. I think that I would prefer commercials that are colorful and beautiful, and I don't want my sandwich too big because I still have to drive with it. You know what I mean?
I guess that's make it
like I can't hold a huge burger in one hand and steering wheel in the other. Like I need it to be smashed a little bit.
Okay. How about you, Miss Kimberly?
Somebody who used to work in a fast food restaurant in her very, very, very late teens, early adulthood.
62?
I'm right there. Thank you.
Sorry. I was thinking, you know, MB. I was thinking. I was
welcome
thinking.
Back to the show. I enjoyed that. Anyway, I'm right there with Billy. Just so much regret.
Yeah.
When you unwrap a burger from pretty much any burger joint, what do you get? You get something that doesn't resemble a picture of or any advertisement of their sandwiches whatsoever. Usually it's something that's like covered in mustard. It's like everywhere, or like the cheese is half out of it.
Okay.
It's just regret.
Oh man.
I want to sue them because they always put all of the pickles in like one spot on the burger. They don't spread them out. They just put them all on one side of the burger. It drives me nuts. I want pickle in every bite. And they always just, you know, it's like, oh, they forgot the pickles. And then they get them all at once.
The training videos on how to assemble a sandwich are like burned in my brain. It was like a half an hour to teach you how to
put pickles on one side.
Replacing the cheese, the pickles, how many pickles went on, etc.
And those videos don't exist anymore.
Part of the ketchup and mustard, just one, not 40, not a huge squeeze of the condiment.
Kim, did you just get clockwork oranged when you was working at this fast food restaurant?
Pretty much.
Saturday.
Yes, serious. So here's my thing.
Biscuits.
I'm going to defend the Burger King people. And here's my defense. And so I need your juries to say, go back and deliberate.
I'm listening.
First of all, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, when you was a kid, this was the most fascinating thing in the world. When you become an adult, you become a complainer and a fusser. I get off my lawn. Got it. And when you're a kid, your hands are smaller and everything looks good. You can just be, as a kid, driving down the street and you see the arches or the Burger King thing, you get immediately salivating like the chicken.
You're happy. Yep. Preach.
As an adult, then it becomes, I got to go spend some money. So I'm going to rule in favor that the Burger King people are still Burger King and you have changed becoming an adult.
Yep. Yes,
I'm going to disagree with that only because 20 years ago I was still an adult because I'm old. And 20 years ago,
62. I had to say that.
No. 20 years ago, when I was in my 30s, the fast food burgers tasted better than they taste now. Now everything just tastes. All the meat tastes like it's boiled, and the bread tastes like sponges.
Again, you just supported my theory. Just got older.
No, 30? I was still an adult.
Yes, it couldn't be that your taste buds are dying. It couldn't be that.
I get that what you're saying about like being a kid and like, you know, to McDonald's, let's go to McDonald's. And you're all excited about McDonald's and everything tastes good at McDonald's when you're a kid as opposed to now. But when I was 30?
Your Honor, I want to say that maybe she was just a late bloomer.
Okay.
Yes.
No, I complained when I was 30. I complained a lot when I was 30. Two people here can attest to that fact.
Voice?
You complained about different things.
Tears to my eyes there.
What do you say, voice?
You nearly brought tears to my eyes there. So basically, it's like there is a Christmas Virginia. There is a Burger King Whopper. Mm.
I'm thinking Burger King should hire you as the lawyer.
All right. Okay.
Because if you spoke before that jury, I think that you could get at least one, two, or three of those jurors to agree with you.
Yeah. It's like
they're
the end of time to kill.
They're painting a beautiful picture for these kids. Of course, they can't do it. Not for a reasonable price. But they're showing a picture of what is possible to these young people.
Right. There you go. So there you go, Burger King. If you're listening, hook a brother up. Call me at
813-586-3331.
There you go. One. Yeah, really. All right. And let's do this right quick. Let's go ahead and do a topic, a change in music.
All right. We've talked enough about Burger King. Now it's time to talk about the McRib.
All right. I like to call this topic here, Dear SOTM Brotherly Love. And what it is this is a
S-O-T. I'm not going to remember all this.
Okay, how about this? Brotherly Love.
Brotherly Love.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, this is one segment where we like to give advice to people that call in or write in or they want our help on that. So PW, this is a Dear SOTM, so hit the music.
We got a letter?
Hit it.
Right. It wasn't hate mail.
It's about me.
You hit it?
They hate me. No.
Okay. Well, Dear SOTM, was I... Oh, no, I can't put that part there. He says, a newly wedded couple is asking for help. They're asking us for help. At my wedding, I mean, I hired my brother. Let me start. Ooh, get dumb debt. Yes. I own my own plumbing firm, and 3 years ago, I hired my brother in an attempt to help him get back on his feet. At the time, he didn't have a job, and so I was helping my brother out. My brother was also my best man at my wedding, and at the time of his speech, he decided to give us all a big surprise and proposed to his longtime girlfriend. My now wife and I were appalled and we felt like he stole the shine from our wedding and our big day. The day after, I decided to take action against my brother, and I fired him from the job, and he still does not know why. I fired my brother. Yes, this was off business hours, but you can't insult your boss and not expect consequences. SOTM, do you think I was a jack, or did I overreact?
Jackabob?
Jackabob, now did I overreact? Now, I have to ask the resistance fighters, what say you about this scenario? And do I need to recap it? Because I
missed it. Yeah,
you can recap it real quick.
No, recap it. What did he do again?
No. Okay, so that'll ruin your homework.
Yeah, really. The brother hired his brother to work at his plumbing company to help him out. Then right. 3 years later, the hire was getting married, and his brother was the best man. And during the best man speech, the best man proposed to his girlfriend. Now, the guy getting married and his wife were mad about that, and they think they took the shine away from their wedding day. So the next day, the brother fired him, and he says, yeah, I know this was a day off, but you can't insult your boss and not think there's consequences. Now, he's asking us, did he overreact, or did he do the right thing? So now I'm asking the resistance fighters, voice of reason, what say you?
His brother should have been that should have added to the day. I mean, this is a family thing. The wedding is a family thing.
Correct.
Oh, come on. Okay, I'm so important. This is all supposed to be about me.
On your wedding? Yeah, on your wedding day?
Look at me.
Look at
100% on your wedding day, and I've never been married. On your wedding day, it should be all about you.
No, it should all be about your family.
Right, we understand that, but the question he's saying is, was I a jackabob for firing
him? You're extending your family. This is all about family. It's not about just those two people. It's about two families coming together.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Right quickly, Billy's.
Yeah. No, I think everybody in this story is a jackabob. Everybody. That the brother and the employee is a jackabob, because that is super poor form. You are not stealing the bride and groom's thunder on their special day. That is just bad form, period. And the employer and brother also shouldn't have fired his brother. That's a dumb thing to fire. You're not going to fire somebody for something like that. It doesn't matter whether it's out of the job or, you know, or regular hours. No, you're not going to fire somebody for that. You can be super pissed off at your brother about it, but you're not going to fire him for that. No.
All right. How about you, Hanging Chad?
So I agree that the dude shouldn't have taken that moment to propose. Like, I know probably why that happened is the whole family's in town. They all flew in, and he's thinking, you know what? I'll be able to do this and have everybody see it. All my whole family see me, ask her to marry me. But the fact is they're there for your brother. They're not there for you. So they're probably, the brother's paying for the whole event location, putting all that money out. And now you're using that
event,
all that money and that event to, you know, you could have done it on any other freaking day. I don't know why you chose that one. But I also think that it's a little odd to fire someone from their work when it's not really a work-related reason up for the firing.
Right.
So there's two sides here. Yeah.
Right. Kim's?
Yeah. You know, that whole situation, proposing to somebody at a wedding, you know, marriage and stuff is on everybody's mind, and it's a romantic moment, even for the people, you know, who aren't the bride and groom, blah, 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 blah. Maybe it would have been okay if he talked to the bride and groom ahead of time and said, hey,
can I do this?
Is going to be an inspiration. Your celebration is going to be an inspiration to us. Is there a moment in which this would be appropriate? And the answer no should be completely accepted, because it's just not appropriate. It's super, super gauche. Like, that's really in bad form. Firing them doesn't seem proportionate. I don't.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, that's way too harsh for something like that.
voice. Yeah, proportionate. That's a good word.
That's the word. Yeah, it was already a ghost. All right, PW.
All right. I kind of agree with what everybody said.
I'm not a bad guy.
Except if he caught the flowers, then he's fired.
He wouldn't be there at the flowers. That's where there the you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You shouldn't be.
Yeah, really. He might be there too.
That would be a fireable offense.
Yeah, really. All right, here comes Spike on the outside on the limb.
Well, wait a minute, Spike. I'm going to agree with Billy that there everybody was wrong.
Everybody.
I mean, these are huge egos all clashing with one another. I think that both marriages are bound to fail.
That's probably also true. And like if the brother, you don't do it on the day, do it on the brunch the next day. That would be an okay thing to do, but not on the day. That day is about the bride and groom, period.
Okay. Here comes this guy's opinion on this.
Uh-oh. Right. It's all fish.
It's fake fish. No.
It was all just a dream.
Yeah.
Yes, wedding days are a big deal back in the day, but now they're a dime a dozen. And it's nice to have your family together and everybody is celebrating this this occasion. The person has already got married. They're at the reception. It's toasting. You're drinking. Now it's time for let's just enjoy the world, the earth, the day, all that. This, I think, added to the celebration. You know, congratulations to Bob and Lisa, and congratulations to Todd and Alice. Those people, they're just people who just got together. They're family, especially if that's your brother.
No. Suddenly the wedding reception is about the engagement of your brother.
No, because you sit up in there eating that.
That's just
that
an aside.
Turkey, that turkey, or that, you always get chicken. And then, what's chicken cordon bleu? Here, they always have that at weddings. You get the chicken cordon bleu, and you know you're there for the wedding. Those two people that get proposal, that's all over because the proposal is just a
no. Once that proposal happens, that's what everybody's talking about, and everybody's congratulating the new engagement. They're not celebrating the wedding anymore.
But then, and it's not just about the groom and his brother. There are other people involved, like the bride and the fiance, suspect would be pretty upset about having that moment be part of somebody's bigger thing. She would not like that either. She'd be like, this is a private moment. Why are you making me make a decision in front of all these people?
Either that or she's spiteful and the two sister-in-laws don't actually like each other. And she was super happy to steal the bride's thunder.
I was trying to give the benefit of the doubt that this situation was reasonable people, but
yeah,
might be right.
So basically, it was the women that caused all the trouble. The brothers probably would have been fine if the new bride hadn't set the pace for everything and said, you need to fire him tomorrow.
That's where I was going to go there. I bet you it's the woman said.
It's the women's fault.
But that the woman caused the overreaction?
Yes.
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 I just think we should no longer gather at weddings and funerals because some families just shouldn't come back together.
Because here we have hit. Go ahead, BW. What are you saying?
Wait.
We're talking about weddings when it's Steve's birthday.
What? No.
Yeah.
Yes, it's your birthday today?
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. Happy birthday.
boys. Jeez. Okay.
Oh, we were stealing your
You just
thunder.
Ruined his
I'm
day.
So sorry.
No, this is great. This is great. This is.
Wait,
I got the.
I just
ruined the whole Spike. Wait a minute. You just ruined the whole Spike on the Mic Show
with his birthday.
Yeah, really.
How dare you say that, PW?
I'm so happy to celebrate Steve that I just have one thing to say. Kim, you're my favorite sister in the world.
Thank you.
I love you so much. You're the best sister ever.
Y'all just steals.
There you go.
Voices
there
broken.
You go.
Now, exactly.
Let's don't steal Spike's thunder on this special day.
Yeah, really. Jeez.
Kim, can you make that gesture again?
I got the thunder.
Once again. Well, other than this voice's birthday, women steal the thunder from everything.
Grabbed that thunder and took it.
Yeah, really.
He's holding on to a thunderbolt.
Here we are celebrating the voice's birthday, having a great SOTM show, and then comes the sisterly love. And see,
boy, that was very good timing, PW. You never should have done that.
And history shows that women are the cause of all problems.
Well,
let me start at the beginning.
You gotta give you that.
let's do a history search.
Hey,
Adam and Eve.
Mm-hmm. Woman.
Problem.
Say no more. That's the epitome of it.
The guy that was strong as all be damned, and he pushed them pillars over, and then the next day he couldn't do it for one reason: some chick cut his hair.
Did that?
The Rosenbergs.
I don't know who they are.
No. All Eve did was eat an apple. Like, that's a crime. And I'm sorry. So, like, Samson's haircut, she just wanted him to look nicer. God.
All right. And here's another one. I'm bringing the modern day. Will Smith.
Yeah.
Will Smith got up there on stage and slapped that dude.
Yeah.
He didn't want to.
One reason.
His wife.
Yes.
Yep. Oh my God. We can't even get into this. This is about the self-control of man.
That's true.
Oh.
They ain't got no control over themselves like a toddler.
If you guys would keep your shirt on, then maybe we could do that.
Oh, it's because you can see the tops of our tatas. That's why you act stupid.
Have you ever been to Mardi Gras? Why are they throwing beads?
Yep.
Again, yeah, they don't want to throw those beads.
Yeah, they don't want to. But, you know, I'm not going to be a sexist pig and just
I'd keep my beads.
All right, so let's quickly do a topic changing music.
All right, somebody remind me after the show that I have to cut out Spike's bad words.
Data is a bad word?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
No, it isn't.
No, it wasn't that one.
Earlier.
Yeah. It was other earlier. Okay, so now let's do your homework. Do your homework. Let's see if we can sneak that in real quick. Do your homework. Grab that pen, boy, come and do your homework. Man, I messed up. I was supposed to do the homework right at the gate because this is going to, I was going to nullify this guy's homework. Voice of Reason, did you do your homework?
I didn't have time, Spike. I've been really, really busy lately.
It's his birthday.
Let me tell you one of the things that I had to do. Okay. My air conditioning system went out. Okay. Ooh. It was not keeping up. And I had to troubleshoot what the problem was.
Oh, yeah. They told you a lie about how it could only be a degree or two cooler indoors than outdoors.
You throw water on it.
Oh, I told you about this last week, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah, he did. Yeah. Okay, next.
Next. All right, next one. Hey, Chad, what's your homework?
Wait a minute.
You'll get graded on that, so just don't.
Yeah. So I found this cool thing about dragonflies.
Oh, I love dragonflies. Ooh.
So juvenile dragonflies breathe out of their butts and can suck water in, then expel it for jet propulsion.
No. Yep.
They have rectal gills, and water is brought in for them to get oxygen to breathe. But when startled or when hunting, they can let a large volume of water into their rectal cavity and then expel it in a rapid swoosh. That thrust can be used to propel them when lunging to catch prey or when swimming away from a predator.
Damn.
That's in the larval state.
Yes. So all of our listeners with Crohn's and that fact has never
and
hit
IBS.
You harder.
But hold on a second.
No, yeah. An IBS. Like
But boy, I mean, Hangy Chad.
Unassisted enema.
Exactly.
Hey, Chad, you said.
I was probably a dragonfly in my former life.
So you said juvenile. So when they become adults, they can't put water no more?
I guess not. I don't know. It didn't say, but it did say juvenile, so I guess they grow out of it.
You see, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So basically, I'm the only one here with Crohn's, all right?
Yeah.
Are you suggesting that I suck it up and then blow it out my...
No, what I'm suggesting is find peace in nature. As you're in nature and you see dragonflies, know you're not alone out there. You have animal kingdom with the same problems. And maybe you should try to use your so-called illness to get away from your predators.
Yeah.
It may work. That probably would work.
Skunks do it all the time. All right. Yeah. Billy's, did you do your
homework? A lot of animals do.
I did do my homework. And what I wanted to say at first, well, I'll do it's actually two. So the first one is on this day in history in 2002. Someone won a very famous contest for the first time that this contest ever existed.
Yeah, the front door.
2002, name the contest and or the person.
Hmm.
2002, somebody won a much beloved contest that happens every year.
I got it.
And it's...
First Clearinghouse. Huge.
No.
2002. All right, Spike.
Can I say it?
Yes, sure.
PW1 Podsmaster?
No.
That's right.
Man, I thought you... That was hopeful.
2003.
Oh, it was?
Wait. This contest is like world...
Televised. It's televised.
I think I know.
Okay. Go for it.
Was it... American Idol, Kelly Clarkson?
Yes!
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
All right, so the other thing was I wanted to mention that a person very important to me has their birthday today. And this is much beloved by many of the people on this podcast, very important to me. And this person, now. You got to name this person.
It's me.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. It definitely
it's somebody else. It's somebody else.
Oh my god. Dream snatcher.
No, not you. It's not you.
It's oldest and one of my closest friends, Jay. It's his birthday today.
Thank you, Jay, for stealing my thunder.
Can we just give a shout out to Jay?
Yeah.
Okay, good shout out, Jay. All right. Okay, Emily. Did you do your homework?
Who, me?
Emily, yes.
Did he call me Emily?
Emily, did you do your homework?
Sometimes the K is silent.
Oh, Emily. He said Emily. That's a fun new name. I like that.
I was writing K and it looked like an E. So anyway, Kimberly.
Okay, so the CDC had to make an announcement that people need to be warned that they can get salmonella from one of their pets.
Iguana.
I'm gonna have the resistance fighters try to guess.
Mm, I know.
Oh, sorry, I blew it.
Has been giving people salmonella? And it was partially, I think, due to a whole bunch of viral videos that were on Instagram.
Was it snakes?
Is it pet chickens? Pet chickens?
No.
People do have pet chickens. I know somebody that had a pet chicken, or probably she still has a pet chicken.
They've just had the same pet chicken. To stop cuddling and kissing this particular animal.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Can I say this is mostly practiced by short people?
Oh, actually, probably.
Yeah, so I'm out.
Is it trying to turn a toad into a handsome prince?
Oh no!
Turn a frog into a prince.
That was clever, though.
Iguanas. I don't know.
No. Pet turtles.
Oh,
yeah, pet turtles. Yes.
Why are you kissing a turtle?
Cuss, what is going on with this? Turtles.
What?
Yeah, you got to change your water and stuff, and people don't do that, and they get like bad, and the turtles are.
And it doesn't affect the turtle, but the weird thing is,
this story came out, I don't know, a week ago, and it was just after my Instagram feed was just crowded with all these videos of people cuddling, kissing their pet turtles.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
There's a little plastic palm tree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do y'all do that?
I don't do that.
No, I don't have
I don't have a pet turtle. And B, I wouldn't kiss it.
Oh, my gravy. I don't understand that. But, you know, who am I? Who am I amongst y'all to deny y'all happiness?
Amongst tall people.
That's a great one. All right. Well, great job on doing your homework, you guys.
That turtles one. Turtles should be named Joanne, and they should live in a meadow by a pond.
Somebody decipher that.
Joanne?
I thought I heard something.
Really? Did you just do your homework, Bryce?
Her name was Joanne, and what? She lived in a meadow by a pond.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah. Yeah, the song by I think it was the Monkees sang it.
Yep, yep. Hey, boys.
There's some special juice in that cup.
Yeah. Nope. He just did his homework.
He's having a good birthday.
I am.
Have a good birthday. Yeah, really. What the cuss word was that? See, boys, you got to understand that everyone is not on your level.
I know, but they could study and come up to me if they wanted to.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Aspirations.
Oh, okay.
I give them that option.
Aspirations.
All right, I'm gonna give y'all some homework, and I think I've done this before, and I want you to do it if you got free time. Look, watch, go see the movie Eden's Lake. Eden's Lake. Eden Lake. You can see it on some streaming service like Tubi. I think it's free. You might even get it on the YouTubes. Just see the movie Eden's Lake. I think it's a really, really good movie that I've watched. And
is that some kind of a tall movie?
No, it's not a tall. It's definitely short people stuff.
Is it?
It's horror. It's horror.
Yeah, it was good. It was a good one. So
really, yeah. I like horror.
Well, with that being said,
is that Edom's like Edom cheese or Eden like Eden, the Garden of Eden?
I've never heard of Edom cheese, so it'd be
Garden of Eden.
Garden
it's
of Eden.
British.
Okay,
it's British.
Yes.
Are they speaking with accents?
No, they're regular people.
Oh.
I mean, not the British aren't regular people. So that came out wrong.
Eden's cheese.
Let's go around.
You speak with
is Michael Fassbender in it? Is Magneto in it?
No, it's the girl from Yellowstone.
Oh,
I like her.
Oh.
Yeah, so look her up. Look at the girl from Yellowstone in her first movie, Eden Lake, or something like that. I think that might be
2 minutes left, I think, in the show.
So we got to go down and ask, what's stuck with you today? Billy, what's stuck with you?
Who are you asking?
Billy.
Oh, I didn't hear my name. That the Burger King is younger than my dad, but older than my sister.
Okay. Well, then, sister, what stuck with you, Miss Kim?
Burger King's still pretty crappy.
Damn. All right. Then, voice a reason what stuck with you.
That weddings are just like. Wow, traps of egotism.
Yeah, really. Hanging Chad, what stuck with you?
On this day in history in 1962, P-Dub got 8 inches of a beautiful model, showing only the tops of her tatas, but upon the unwrapping, she was just a smash whopper with one too many squirts of ketchup. This led to a rectal squirting cause from salmonella. All which was not proportionate.
Oh my God. Touchdown.
Wow. Yeah,
hey, I'm sorry, PW. Yeah. Anything stuck with you?
Left. You know, I was going to talk about Steve's rectal squirting, but, you know, Again.
Chad wins the show.
Yeah, Chad, that was awesome. You had the best how you sticking, and you had the best what stuck with you. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's E-D-E-N Lake, Eden Lake. Check it out. It's a pretty good little movie. And it's on the lines of I didn't see that coming. But this was a great show.
Next week.
Thank you. Thank you guys. This is the Spike on the Mic show. We had the great time. I enjoyed you. I ready to go, Kim, Chad, Billy, and Voice of Reason and PW. One.